Meh.
And he's back. Hey, guys. Welcome to another wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Allen. Join with me is Wayne Brantley and Ron Fox. Good to have you, buddy.
Thank you.
Missed you.
What about me here?
I've been with you for like 4 years now. Yeah. Like almost. It's been a lot. Anyways.
Interesting use of words. Anyways.
Keep that's going. Right. We've been together for 4 years. This partnership has went really well. Anyways, let's move on, man. We are on season one, episode two of Heels, brother. Okay. Before that, we're gonna get through a little jokesty going on here. You got a joke for us, bud?
I do. Back.
Oh, you picked one. How about that?
What does Buddy Murphy call a boomerang that doesn't come back?
Rhea Ripley.
No.
I think she came back. I don't know.
A stick.
What?
That's the joke.
That's it.
That sucked.
I want to rip that page out of the book. All
right, let me find it again.
Don't rip it out of the book.
That was a present. Don't do that.
Yeah. It was a prize, wasn't it?
It was.
It was a prize.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got Backlash tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah.
Or whenever this comes out, Backlash is going on or happening.
Are we
going
to do a review episode? Or
sure.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
I guess no predictions.
No, this would be a...
Well, there's only like five matches.
There's seven.
We can go ahead and
seven?
Do.
They've added, yeah, seven matches.
Jesus,
so, yeah.
Man.
So you got seven matches total. But I'll leave it up to y'all. I mean, why not? Who cares?
Sure.
Sure.
We can do one tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Sweet. So you're getting three episodes this week, brothers. Have fun.
I figure the two tomorrow will probably be short anyway. I mean,
absolutely.
As long as we get in here and not BS around and just get to the predictions.
Yeah, we never do that.
When do we ever do that?
I know.
Man.
Every time I say, let's go under an hour, we get like an hour and a half.
We do. Man, here we go. Episode two. The title of this episode is Dusty Finish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No wrestling. Like,
no.
In the show whatsoever. More of a storytelling kind of a...
You think they're maybe trying to cater?
There was a...
we'll get to that.
Yeah, that's
we'll
true.
That
we'll get to that
later. You think they're maybe trying to cater to the audience that aren't wrestling fans?
Probably so.
That are just trying to see like a good story unfold?
Probably so. So real quick, I mean, episode one, nice little pilot, you know, told a lot of stories, a lot of character arcs being built. Then we get into episode two, which is the aftermath. So we kick off opening with, I think it's what, is it Jack going to work? Or is it Ace having sex with Crystal? Which one happens first?
I think Ace has sex with Crystal first.
Okay. Either way, it opens up the show. Takes
in that tiny home with thin walls where I can hear everything.
Yeah, by the way, not a tiny home. Decent sized house.
I don't think she meant like...
Okay, well, I think if she meant thin walls, then say, I got thin walls, Ace. Like,
just what do you mean by that?
So, we see Ace take out his frustrations by having sex with Crystal, and then...
What website are you on?
Fan-sided. And then Jack's... we see his day job. What does he do for a living, guys?
He's a lawnmower salesman.
That's what I'm talking about. At
he just remembers riding in his daddy's lap on the... We bought a riding mower, and I just can't smell fresh cut grass without thinking of him.
Him blowing his brains out.
I got one son, Thomas. He just loves to sit in my lap and help daddy cut the grass.
Well, I drink a beer. He's
even
on my
though
lap.
I ain't dusted off that lawnmower in about 5 years. My wife's going to do it tomorrow.
So we see him having a bad day at work. It turns out selling lawnmowers is a local hardware store called Lecky's Hardware. Lecker's Lawnmowers?
Lecky's Lawn Care.
There you go. His boss is a short-tempered man who pretty much thinks that wrestling's a joke.
Old Timmy.
To be fair, it's Tim.
I think people would enjoy wrestling a lot more if they believed it was a joke, personally.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Some people take it way too seriously.
Yeah. We've made a joke of it for 4 years. I think we've done pretty well.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
So... of course, at the DWL, we see, I think, ends up, we see Jack trying to convince a guy to buy a lawnmower after telling the story of his son sitting in his lap, like, hey, I sat in my dad's lap, my boy sat in my lap, look at this.
I'm going to sit in your lap, you buy this lawnmower.
You buy this lawnmower, I'll come to your house and I'll sit in your lap.
But the dude wants his son to get in shape,
yeah.
So he's going to buy a push mower.
Dude's easily about 350.
Yeah. Hey, maybe his
I don't
daddy,
want my son to be like me.
Maybe his daddy should have done that.
My daddy was a lawnmower.
My daddy built this, didn't he?
My daddy was zero turn. Then we need to see some of our characters from the DWL. We see Bobby still struggling to find a character.
Turquoise.
Turquoise. Turns out he was an extra on the movie set. Never actually got to be in a scene, but they painted him, so he is now Turquoise with turquoise paint.
Yeah.
And very bright trunks. Yeah, that's Bobby's character arc right now. He's an idiot. That's it. That's all we have for him. And then other wrestlers like Apocalypse and Rooster are concerned that tickets haven't gone on sale for their premium matches yet. Willie assures them that everything is fine. Jack needs more time with the script. Rooster wonders why, if the script wasn't written, he did Ace. Or why wasn't the script written after he done Ace? Like he did last week.
You're trying your best, buddy.
I'm trying my best to work around it. Anyways, while Jack is caught up with the fallout of he and Ace's showdown and struggling to decide the direction the league should take next, Stacy is concerned with more problems at home, mainly the squirrels that have moved into the attic, as she falls off an 8-foot ladder, doesn't get hurt, and just starts cackling. Like, falls down, son's like, hey, you okay? There's squirrels up there.
Maybe she missed her opportunity to wrestle, brother. Honestly, I mean, she no-sold an 8-foot fall.
Took a good bump, I'll tell you what. I mean, solid bump. Real safe. Meanwhile, while all that's going on Jack's side of things and on the lead side of things, Ace is spending the day playing video games with Crystal, pausing only to make calls to Wild Bill, who hasn't got back to him after the last match, despite his big promises. So, left about 14 voicemails.
Yes,
exactly 14.
Exactly 14.
I love when he said, just sitting here with my dick in my hand. actually, it's in a woman's hand.
Yeah. Trying to make up for, like, I have women who do that. Ace doesn't want to accept that his offer is probably off the table. Concerned for her son, we see Carol Spade confront Crystal, a woman she thinks of as a prostitute, or Jezebel, as she calls it in that customary southern drawl that she's got going on there. What do you guys think of the southern accents in heels so far?
Some of them good, some of them are cringe.
Fair enough. How about Aces?
Aces can be pretty cringe.
Yeah.
But he has a good character because he's typical whiny, mm-hmm. you know, southern dude that living in his mom's house.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, Tom and... I'm at least invested in this character.
Yeah.
He's very heel-like.
It's almost like, huh. Oh, they should make a show out of that.
Remember when we pitched the idea to have that to make a show called Faces?
Yeah, we were doing a parody, everything.
And everybody was just going to be really nice to each other?
Yep.
Like, I don't ever want to be cheered again.
So, then Crystal attempts to reassure her that Ace will be okay. Carol dismisses her. She believes Ace will ditch this silly wrestling dreams and settle into a regular, normal life.
Go work at the Winn-Dixie.
Yeah, what hopes does she exactly have for...
Probably to have her son alive. She
said regular life, though, insinuating he would get a job or go to school. I don't see him doing either of those.
Well, no, but I think she's probably worried that, or at least in her mind, maybe if he's not in wrestling, maybe he won't die.
Well, he only drinks beer.
He doesn't.
That's what Crystal said in the car. She's like, I thought he only drinks beer. And you really don't know what you think, dude.
You don't.
Across town, we see Willie meet with Charlie Gully himself, who was interested in buying the Dome. Charlie Gully, of course, played by Mike O'Malley from Guts, Nickelodeon fame, brother. And Glee, he played one of the dads in Glee. Really cool. He says he's like a shark circling the waters.
Big Lee guy, huh?
Big Lee guy. Really big Lee guy, I gotta say. And, of course, he says he's a shark circling the waters and all of Jack's problems. His Bills, Ace, are chum in the water. But Willie is loyal to Jack in the DWL. So she sets him straight.
I'm gonna say, man, he's one of my favorite characters of the entire show. And he's really not the bad guy at all.
No. He's just Vince. Vince
not
is
even,
the same
not
thing
even
that
is. Dude. I mean, you'll see later on in the coming episodes, he really doesn't do anything bad.
Yeah.
He's just their enemy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I like him. I think, now, of course, I forgot he was a fisherman, right? Or he's into fishing. That's how he's made his money. So I forgot all about
Which
that.
Which is interesting that him and Willie didn't hit it off, because Willie said if she didn't work in wrestling, she'd want to be a tournament bass fisher.
That's right. That's right.
Interesting.
Maybe that explains why Willie's in a giant F-150 driving down the road. It doesn't, but...
No, we both know what explains that.
Yeah, we do. It's just funny to see, you know, everybody's having money problems except for Willie.
Till you see the house she lives in.
Oh, yeah. Like, Jack's sitting there. Got squirrels in the attic. Can't ride the strip. Bought pyrotechnics instead of a mattress. Willie's in this giant F-150, you know,
six-bedroom house.
Yeah, you know, perfectly fine. Only person that lives there, you know.
She's the queen of Duffy, man. That's why Duffy's on such hard times.
It's because of her.
Because she's not bankrolling it.
So the only option she's willing to discuss with the possibility of Charlie joining the company is acting as a silent investor, which he's not too keen on, given how often Jack has badmouthed his league, which has only been twice.
On wrestling podcasts.
On wrestling podcasts. On two wrestling podcasts.
Not this one.
Not this one. We will never badmouth Florida Wrestling Dystopia because they're using good TNA clips. So we're not going to do that to you. Now, if you're using Hulk Hogan TNA wrestling clips, brother.
I mean, you had some Abyss Samoa Joe action.
You had some Abyss Samoa Joe. You had some Judas Messiah freaking.
I'm pretty sure I saw Kazarian
blood
in there.
Probably saw some Kaz. That's easily probably 2017.
I was thinking six.
No, so at least, and of course, they probably spliced a lot of stuff together, but Judas Messiah was there in 07. He did the whole barbed wire massacre and
choking
Abyss with barbed wire and stuff.
I'm pretty sure I saw a clip in there that was like the same clip from that video package, Shut the Hell Up, Santa.
That'd been 07, right?
Yeah, so, it would have been 07.
Yeah, so I mean,
wish they would have just used that. That'd have been awesome.
And also, here's the thing. So I don't know if this counts as a spoiler, but later, like, they show clips of the six-sided ring for Florida Wrestling.
I was just about to say that.
No six-sided ring. They use a normal square circle. Like,
yeah, and it look. And by the way, the set to FWD spoilers looks nothing like TNA.
Looks nothing like
TNA. It just looks like a cool indie.
Could you have not just shown clips of the hardcore TNA stuff without showing anything else?
Or like. Maybe even some old. Well, they'd have to get rights to the ECW library. Exactly,
it's a lot easier to get.
Maybe just. I mean, TNA 2010, 11. They had.
But they weren't. They weren't going as hard.
First of all, they made the video package. Put it over. Like it looked like old footage, and they are in current times.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you use like say 2010, 2011 TNA stuff, like there was some hardcore stuff during that time.
Yeah, but like no, I don't think to the extent of like Abyss wasn't doing much in 2010, 2011 with hardcore stuff. And they did have a clip from 2010. They had freaking RVD.
You have to put Abyss in there.
He's the only hardcore guy really in TNA at that time.
Yeah, he had Bully Ray and Tommy Dreamer in 2011.
They weren't doing. I mean, yeah, but like Dreamer was coming in just doing like nostalgia stuff. Bully Ray was doing some hardcore, but they were trying to make him a little more serious, give him that singles push, brother. You know, actually title run.
That
maybe.
Bully Ray run.
That Bully Ray run. But they did show RVD and Abyss, and RVD and Abyss had a feud in 2010. So, I mean, they did have some clips, kind of, it's all Abyss. Like, Abyss was the star of FWD. So, Charlie's not keen on being a silent investor. Before departing, Charlie warns Willie that Jack's ego will be the DWL's downfall, and she should jump ship and work for him before sinking with it.
Hmm. You know, he's a little bit too forward. With all that, but at the same time, he makes great points. He said Jack is a conceited douche, and he's right.
Absolutely.
I don't think he's the bad guy. Everybody tries to put him over as the bad guy, but he's not. I mean,
I think he is in this sense of they're trying to make everyone who's in Duffy likable, so he would be the villain, I guess, because he's not in Duffy. But truthfully, I feel like the most unlikable person is your main character.
I love how she was like, maybe you could be a silent investor. Maybe Jack would consider that. He's like, oh, would Jack consider me being a silent investor? I don't care. Like why would he care?
Yeah.
He wants to buy the dome so he can have
Georgia wrestling dystopia.
He can expand the territory, brother.
Yeah, expand that Florida territory.
Because it's not 2021. Yeah. It's 1981.
Apparently so. we see Jack and his family having dinner in front of the TV. By the way, they have a dining room table. I feel like that'd be a more.
We'll see a dinner scene there soon.
That's right. But as they're sitting there eating whatever type of pasta, he gets a call from Willie as they're, you know.
Spaghetti?
It could be. It's just pasta. You
it was
know?
Spaghetti.
It could be
it was,
pasta.
It was spaghetti.
Spaghetti. You know?
Close enough.
So
we'll take it.
It's pasta.
So as.
It's pasta. It could be pasta.
It's pasta from Hulk Hogan's
it
Pasta
could be spaghetti.
It's Hulk's pasta. Anyways,
I doubt that.
It could be. As Willie calls Jack, you hear Jack slurp up the longest noodle of pasta in the world so loud as if the mic was on the noodle. You just hear him. And then he gets a call from Willie. And then very upset that.
Very mad that he wanted. He should be kind of flattered that he wanted to buy.
Yeah, yeah. It's all, how dare you want to buy the dome? Like. Dude.
This thing's a piece of garbage. Why would you want
yeah,
this?
Like,
this is my piece of garbage.
Think about it. He's an idiot. Like you're coming. Like this is a win-win for you because you get out of wrestling, which is clearly stressful successful enough financially and mentally, and then you get money, and then Charles didn't have to pour more money into the dome because it's a giant piece of crap.
And then Ace never gets booed again.
That's right. Ace never gets booed again, you know?
Ever.
Ever.
Except for when he messes up somebody's order at the Dairy Queen.
Ryan's Ace's number one hater.
Everything he does, I'm just like...
He just sucks.
I mean, he wouldn't even come in the room at the hospital.
We need you. Your wrestling family needs you.
He also hates casserole.
It was green bean casserole.
Mama, it's casserole!
Like, I only made enough for two. Which, to be fair, she was making a small batch of green bean casserole.
It was still...
No, it was like a little square.
It was at least this big.
No, it was like that. It was a square.
Have never in my life seen my mom make a casserole that didn't have 2 days worth of leftovers behind it.
Okay, that's...
We're in the South. Brother.
That's understandable, but she made a smaller casserole. Mama, it's casserole. And by the way, which I will agree, even if no matter like how small you made it, if you made it in one of those little small square pans, still more than two servings.
Yeah.
Like, because here's the thing, she filled up on purpose, I feel like. She filled up both plates full of green bean casserole.
Any mother
and only green bean
casserole. Yeah, that's also throwing me. I love green bean casserole.
Regardless of the activities we were doing throughout the day, I've never met a mother that would like not offer me to eat in their house.
Especially green bean casserole.
not to the Jezebel.
That prostitute. I don't know her. Goodness. I hear.
How's he doing?
Oh, you don't know. You're in a tiny home screwing around on these stand walls.
Having all this wet sex.
And you didn't even ask him how he's doing? If you care about that boy, you stay the hell away.
I mean... Anyways,
I hate when people say that. I really stay away.
Like,
if you love him, you'll stay away. Shut up.
Back to Crystal. She arrives home in her trailer to her two brothers, nailing some pretty sweet drop kicks on a trampoline.
Are we sure those are her brothers?
They never specified.
I
thought they were.
I think that's what's inferred, but I don't.
Yeah. Dude, that first drop kick that kid delivered, like
pretty solid.
The like bump away to the left cell. I'm like, dude, those kids are trained.
Pretty solid. Of course, you know, one's asking, suplex me, Crystal, suplex me.
You're so good at it.
You're so good at it. And then she jumps in like Jeff Hardy in the ring and gives a shoot suplex.
He does nothing to help her. She just tosses his ass.
He didn't post. They didn't jump together. She just like got a tight front face lock and just pulled his neck back. That can't be good for you.
Big Mama Pump Crystal over here just throwing kids
around. You ain't going to sandbag her.
we'll see later on, yeah. just a monster, apparently.
I mean, if old Travy Boy would have just sandbagged her, I mean...
That's right.
God, that sounds like a sexual term.
Bill finally calls Ace back, and it's bad news. Enough to turn Ace to the bottle.
He's got hidden in his sock drawer.
That
his brother had to teach him how to hide.
Hey, brother, don't put your whiskey on the nightstand where mama can see it.
Just you put it in the open in your sock drawer, right on top.
That's right, wasn't it? And we're acting like as if Ace does his own laundry. You know Mama Carol's in there like, oh, that Jezebel put whiskey in my boy's sock drawer.
Not the George Dickel.
But while Bill calls back, yeah, kid, I got your voicemail, all 14 of them. Mm-hmm. And then as he's like, I'm assuming it's probably a prostitute in the bed, maybe. I don't know how wild Bill is.
That would be the assumption you would make, yeah.
I mean, but I'm assuming probably a prostitute. And Wild Bill is wandering around talking to Ace, just freeballing it in the wind. Windows, curtains open, everything.
giving some trucker the show of his life.
I mean, showing the reason why he's the top guy, you know, just... he said the developmental deal isn't going to happen. The only advice Bill gives is for Ace to join promotional brand FWD.
Yeah, he said jump ship, tank the
Yankee.
Yep. And let Jack tank the DWL on his own. Bill's call sends Ace on a downward spiral, which concerns his mom enough to call Jack and Crystal. Does Crystal get called?
I don't think so. And another thing, I don't know why this turned him to the bottle, because he gave him really good advice to jump ship. What would it really hurt for him to jump ship?
But, well, because he's a star.
Then I might get booed.
That's right.
No, because those are the hardcore fans over there, the ones that cheer you because your wrestling's good, right?
Yeah, but he's such a white meat babyface. I feel like that crowd would Well, he's not. I guess he's not. He did say F you to his brother.
Yeah.
But he's still, like, he's so generic when he comes out. I feel like actual hardcore fans would eat him alive. Even though he's, like, edgy and he, you know, obviously uses, you know.
I'm talking, like, he is edge. I'm talking, like, first run AEW fans that would cheer for anybody and give anybody a pop.
Till they're on dark, yeah. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Those type of fans.
Fair enough. I mean, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I guess he wouldn't do bad. It's not about it because he's not going developmental and Jack's not booking you. Like, I mean, just jump ship. Why not? It's not going to hurt anything. I mean,
no.
But yeah, so Carol calls Jack. Considering Jack knows nothing about Crystal beyond her being Ace's valet, they make for an unlikely duo traveling across Duffy at night searching for a drunk Ace.
Who is just running.
Howling. Because that's what you do. By the way, his outfit. I don't like, I'm still upset about it because it's so odd.
Got you some hiking boots.
Hiking boots.
Gym shorts.
Cargo shorts and a pajama shirt. Well, that's a sleep shirt, brother.
This is pajamas.
Like, there's a matching set somewhere in that drawer where he hides his whiskey.
No, that's a sock drawer. You're looking for the bottom drawer where the sweatpants are.
I hide my heroin.
That's how my dresser's set
up. I hide my heroin in my sweatpants. Mama will never look for the sweatpants drawer. I learned that from Jack. The opportunity gives him a chance to bond, of course, with Jack putting a dip in, and then 15 seconds later, go ahead and take a little spit.
Not even 15 seconds, dude. It wasn't even quick. Five.
So loud, by the way.
Like the mic had a microphone in the bottle.
Yeah.
It was in his mouth.
I just straight up put it in. It's still dry and very unpleasant. I'm sure you just hear.
Like, just so Ryan, from a professional dipper. From a professional dipper.
Yeah.
How long does it usually take for your first spit? I know it ain't long.
Well, I normally
I know it's long.
I normally try and wait it out as long as possible.
Roll Tide.
It's like when you're drinking, you don't want to piss too quick because it'll break the seal.
No, he's right about that.
That's what they say.
No,
I think it's a mental thing.
No, it probably is mental, but it still works.
Yeah.
It's all about your mindset. Well,
drinking is 99% your mindset.
Fair enough.
It's a sport.
Jack tells Crystal that Ace might have taken refuge in the Lucky Stand.
We're more athletes than them NASCAR drivers.
Ace thinks that, or Jack thinks Ace might be at the Lucky Stand where Jack used to go hunting when they were kids and hide out when their dad was on a bender. A little storytelling for old Tommy Spade. If anyone understands that, it's Crystal, as her mother was also an alcoholic. Is this mentioned? Like, I can't remember if they were talking about it in the car or not. I didn't pay attention much to the car.
Yeah, because y'all were too busy yelling about him
spitting.
Because
it was a 30-minute car ride. Duffy's not that big, man. Like, they're going to one place. Oh, well, he's at the Lucky Stand.
The reason I thought that is because he said he used to take him there when they were kids. If it's like a
that can't be
showtime, you know, like a 5-minute drive, that's a while for some kids to. Is what I was thinking.
Here's the thing. Chances are, if your kid's going there, you're probably walking there, running, riding your bikes, whatever. Like, you don't have that much stamina as kids. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. I had some energy.
Okay,
as
I was a fat kid. Maybe I didn't maybe it's just me. I'm not riding my bike to the Lucky Stand.
Why's that?
Oh, because I'm fat and I can't ride a bike. When those don't come. I just never learned how to ride one. Those don't come in size. Like, I'm too fat to ride a bike.
If this gets 100 listens, we will post a video of us teaching Matthew how to ride a bike.
Please do.
What do you like my dad did? Just get you going and then never, like, not help you stop. You just got to fall.
Yeah,
over.
My dad tried that for, like, 2 steps, and I was done. Like, he's like,
he was done?
Probably so, actually. Hey, there's a Dr. Pepper.
My dad, like, gave me a speed boost and let go. And then I just kept going until I literally could not go anymore because I had no idea how to stop.
My dad gave me nothing but bad memories.
I ended up just falling in the driveway. Just like slowed down and I was like,
bam! So instead of the Lucky Stand, Ace finds himself at a karaoke bar where Rooster is the MC. He says it's the side hustle, aka your main hustle.
Yeah.
Because you only wrestle at DWL and Jack's not paying you that good.
No, I mean, we heard Ace say last week he was only getting $50 to be in the main event.
Yeah.
So.
And Rooster's like.
Mid-card.
Mid-card. If not, undercard.
So you're talking probably $25.
Yeah.
$25.
It doesn't take long for Ace's bad singing to incite some heckling. Of course, he walks in. Very alarming.
Like,
if there was any type of responsible adult at the karaoke bar.
He checked a lot of boxes, right?
Yeah, he just comes in and is like, hey, my señorita, dos tequilas, por favor.
She's a white girl, too, right?
Very much, yeah. I'm pretty, very much.
Was it off Georgia?
Was it because it was tequila?
No, I
thought they said whiskey.
Oh, was it whiskey?
Let me get two whiskey shots.
Dosed whiskey. Yeah, you're right.
He made us thought she was Hispanic. Like, just
I mean,
truthfully,
he was probably seeing four of her.
That's probably so.
Hey, all of you.
Hey, can one of y'all take my order?
Hey, sir, can I please get a... Let me get two whiskey shots.
And then he runs into old Travis, you know, who struck out, you know, as a freshman when he was a senior.
That made me cringe so much when he brought that up.
Made me think of people we went to high school with. Like, you remember that time in football when you did that thing? Yeah, I do. Thanks. Gosh!
That was the infected arm.
That was. It's not infected anymore. I'm
oh, fair enough. Let me check. He's like, Travi was talking trash.
Yeah, he was.
And making some good points. He, yeah. You know, call him a crybaby because he is. And he said... Like, he sounds so confident. Hey, Travi, remember that time you were a senior and I struck your ass out as a freshman? And he just said, nope. Seems like you do, though. Pretty big deal to you. And I'm like, honestly, conversation end. I'm in it right there.
Oh, geez.
I'm done.
That happens later.
It's when the black hole shows up.
So then we get to Rooster. Not Rooster. We get to Ace trying to sing a carriage song. I don't know what the song was.
Wrong.
Do you know? I mean, it's I couldn't understand him at all. By the way, Alexander Ludwig actually like is a country musician now. Like he does that on the side.
Well, I guess wrestling didn't work out for
Wrestling me. Did not work out for Ace.
Neither did the Hunger Games.
Or being a Viking. Or David Spade's son in Grown Ups 2. His best acting role, I will say.
Spade, huh? Oh wait, what's his real name? Do we ever find that out in the whole show?
It's Ace.
Ace?
Well, that's Austin Dillon's son's name.
Well, yeah, but
maybe his name's just Ace.
I think Tom Spade is that guy who would have named him, who named his son Ace.
But then doesn't want him to wrestle? Gives him a hell of a gimmick name.
But to be fair, like, Spade, you know, he's the king of spades, and then he got Ace Spade, and then he got Jack Spade, and I'm sure he called his wife Queen Spade when he wasn't on a bender and probably beating her. I mean, like, I'm just assuming, you know, usually when you're on benders, you're just chilling.
Again, I'm going to say it again. He gave his son a great gimmick name and didn't want him to wrestle.
He did. It's a great name to be an outstanding football star and strike out Travis as a freshman. So it doesn't take long for Ace's bad singing to incite some heckling, resulting in an all-out brawl that Jack and Crystal arrive just in time to join. Poor Rooster has to kick him out, although Jack promises they'll pay for the damages. By the way.
No, you won't.
No, you won't.
No, you're not.
You have no money.
Damages.
I mean, come on now.
I just got to sell a couple lawnmowers, and maybe, just maybe, I can get you one pokey. You know, I got squirrels in the attic.
What do you think he's making selling lawnmowers, like, in terms of commission?
Well, he's probably on commission, so, you know, it's a slippery slope.
Hey, Stacey, I got to finish the script.
Hey, I was about to say, use your big boy voice to tell me again, please. Like, you know, it's just a slippery slope.
What I tell you, man, is it goes up and down. You know, you never know what you're going to make working on commission. You hear me?
I'm going to say 3%. Maybe more. I don't know.
That'd be terrible.
Look, I got 2% commission. I got 2% commission. Try to go and stuff up my ass with, you know. And if Stacey don't let me finish that damn script, I'm going to have to be here like my dad did.
Jack Ace champion.
No, y'all understood what I said those last sentence. Y'all knew exactly what I said.
Show did.
Oh man.
Show no.
So we then everybody's outside and Rooster, you know, I think they had Travis made a comment about.
Did you skip the entire bar fight?
No, I know. I just talked about
it. Bro, you're an Augie spot on the stage. Double Kali choke slam on the table.
Don't forget that pull cue shot.
Don't forget the lucha pass into a clothesline.
What's her name? Picked up a chair.
That's right. With the legs out. Yeah. Like,
and then Rooster did a go behind and got her in a waist lock. And she couldn't get out of that. She lost right then.
That's right.
But and then the fight goes outside the ring.
Yeah, fight goes about 3 minutes. What'd you guys think of the fight?
It's pretty good.
Too many high spots for me.
Yeah, it was all high spots.
It was nothing but high
spots.
There
was no brawling at all.
Well,
no.
There was like three or four punches thrown.
Can I say this? They choose the one scene that like could have been like brawly, and they chose to make it spotty.
It got more choreographed and spotty than their wrestling matches.
Lucha pass into a clothesline. Come on. Yeah. And it gets worse. Go ahead and tell
it
me.
It gets better. As they go outside, of course, Travis makes a comment about their old man. Ace and Jack both look up because they're brothers. Yeah, that's it.
I need my older brother.
I mean, hey, Jack, man, why don't we just team up or something? Man, I want you booted in. As they walk to go probably kill Travis and his buddies, out of nowhere comes Crystal. Straight up Hurricane Rana's out in her shoot, by the way.
Breaks his neck.
Well, like, this is interesting. Can you do a shoot Hurricane Rana?
Apparently.
I mean, I don't think it would work. I think you would fall down.
Yeah.
But you would probably land head. It might be effective, dude. If you can jump, land perfectly, and wrap your legs tight around their head and do a backflip without them slamming you on the top of your head.
To be fair, how big, like, Travis looks like a big guy. You know,
he's probably been drinking at least a little bit. He also was not expecting it. So, I mean, you just have somebody jump on your daggum neck. You probably
ballet. So.
He also sold it like a finisher.
He did.
Honestly, after a few beers, if you throw me down on concrete, I'm going to get back up. Yeah. Pretty quick.
Either that or just be very, very confused.
Or very violent towards women.
It's not realistic. He would have got back up.
He would have gotten back up and then probably would have killed Crystal.
Like, I feel like I'd probably sit there for a minute and just be like, what the hell just happened?
So a girl just sat on my face.
You like my finisher?
We're going to Crystal.
Oh, jeez. So they get in the car. And
no, we have not crapped on this enough. They did a shoot Hurricane Rana in a bar fight.
It's Duffy. Duff is a wrestling town.
And then the noises she made when she did.
Texas got high school football. We got wrestling.
Dude, what if they actually wrote it like this? He caught her and did a sit out powerbomb on the concrete.
That's hilarious. What if Travis was actually a trained wrestler and just wanted to put her over?
He literally just crapped on how like fake wrestling is. Then he sells a Hurricane Rana.
And he does a fake move.
don't get it.
I can't wait for him to debut next week.
And then he sold his midsection. What was he selling his midsection for?
Well, you know.
He felt like he was going to throw up from whiplash.
Probably so. Travis,
I bet that would mess you up, though.
Yeah. Oh, if it's shoot? Oh, absolutely. Look. That feel terrible.
I mean, you're probably just laying there like, what?
He's going to be in a tag match. Him and Turquoise are going to take on the Spades.
For the TWL tag team stretch.
That's right. There's only one belt in the TWL?
Pretty sure.
Oh,
yeah.
That's stupid.
Look, Tom Spade, my daddy Tom only left me one belt. All right.
Only had the budget for one. You need two.
Ace has one on his entertainment center.
What would your dad do? Doesn't matter. He's dead.
Doesn't matter. He's dead. He probably just won a world title. So, of course, she's impressed by her new finish. Jack and Ace.
I mean, it looked good.
No sell. Kind of. They're like, okay.
I mean, Hurricane Rana as a finisher in this day and age?
I mean, to be fair, though, I mean, Steiner used it. Frankensteiner.
Okay.
I mean,
Steiner used it back then.
Yeah.
Ace, 2021.
He'll break it out now if he still wrestled.
I'm just saying. I don't think it's going to work, brother.
It doesn't. No. Of course, the car ride home gets interesting as we are, you know, getting going and... You know, then you just hear, like, can we go Crystal's, man? Man, Mama's casserole sucks. It's just, we just go somewhere.
She made casserole?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Okay.
All right. And we're going to Crystal's. Get some burgers. Eat some fries. Eat some milkshakes. They put him over like an idiot.
Honestly, worse than Bobby.
Honestly.
Because, like, Ace is an idiot, and he's a jerk.
Yeah.
Bobby's at least nice.
Yeah.
Should I get maybe a giraffe or a panda? Or how about an elephant?
I didn't get the giraffe.
They got elephants in the South.
I didn't.
Bro, Tad.
I didn't get the giraffe as the neck.
Had a long neck.
Lodge it there. So he sings, of course, about getting crystals and french fries and milkshakes.
Why would he want to get crystals when he can get Crystal right beside him? Hmm?
Oh.
He already had crystals for breakfast.
You ever think about, like, if a black hole...
I was about to say, that's what comes up next, so randomly...
Let's let Ryan recite this whole thing.
Please do.
Like, what would happen, man? Like, if life can just happen like that, could it also just end just that quick? I mean, like...
It's scary.
And of course, like,
what would happen to us?
We'd be dead straight away.
Well, Crystal's trying to feed into his, like, I don't know. Would the Earth just start spinning really fast? You see her, Jack? We'd be dead instantly. Yes. Buried 6 yes. feet under. Not even that. We'd be dead.
Like, you wouldn't have a chance.
Closed casket. No casket.
Yeah. No, like,
there
no
would
casket.
Be nowhere to make a casket.
No nothing.
Earth gone.
No taxes.
So, of course, as they get home. Jack, being irresponsible as he can, says, "Hey, Mama, we need a bucket for him to yak in," as he lays his drunk brother, who has the potential of throwing you up, flat on his back.
To be fair, he hadn't left the room yet, at least.
Next day, he's going to walk up to Crystal's trailer, knock on the door. I watched Ace Dad.
Can we get Crystal's?
I watched him choke on his own vomit. I could have saved him, but I didn't.
Could have saved him. Seeing them French fries and milkshake.
I'll come up all in a disfigured way, you know.
I could have done it, but I did it for me.
But I started thinking about the script.
I was good at it.
What this could do to the story and for the DWL league.
I will say, as hilarious as the black hole scene is, it's like Alexander Ludwig does a good job of being all a sad boy.
Yeah, you know, Chad Kroeger did good.
He did it like 2008 Chad Kroeger.
There goes my hero.
That's Foo Fighters.
Same shit.
No, it's not. That's like me saying Kansas, you know, did Sweet Child of Mine.
Not quite that bad anyways.
Okay, going. It's pretty bad. You know. Anyways, to cap it all off, of course, as Ace gets touching the bed.
Will you take me high?
Close enough.
His younger brother says he hates him and that Jack ruined his life.
I mean, think about the quality of life that Ace has, what he does. Okay, nothing.
It's pretty good.
Does not work a job. Wrestling is his life. He did kind of ruin his life. I'll give him that. But, you know, before you go out to the curtain with your dancing partner in the ring, are you going to tell them something that is going to jeopardize you potentially getting a contract? By the way, Ace is an idiot. If I was in his position with a potential contract, I am not, dude, I'm so paranoid as it is. I'm going up to Jack. Yes, sir, big brother, whatever you want. You're going over. We're going to have a great match, buddy. Let's kill it. Instead of, you know, right before you walk out there, you're going to end up killing yourself just like Dad. He deserved it. He deserved it. Jack's still an ass too, though.
Yeah. Of course, while this is happening, other side story, you know, Big Jim's wife's getting ready to have a baby, you know, or is in labor, as if that mattered.
Big Jim's the only good guy in the show.
Honestly, he's the only guy who, like, it has no flaws. It's like, he's almost perfect.
Well, he also said, I don't want to be booed. He said that, too.
That's right.
Nobody want to be booed.
Except Jack. Man, he's the only one that it's cool with being the bad guy.
Of course, Crystal and Ace, you know, lean up against the Jeep like cool kids do. Put a dip in, you know, both of them. And then pretty much it ends.
She didn't spit immediately.
She did not. Oh, probably because she's...
Maybe she swallowed. Ever think about that?
Was her face red?
No, she looked like she was used to it.
I don't like the voice you're using for this. you think maybe she...
I mean, do you think maybe she did?
Anyways, so they, you know, talk about the whole Ace ordeal, and she says that he'd make a great heel.
Dude, that promo he cut in the bar where he's like, yeah, Duffy, best part of your week, woo!
By the way, how do you sober up immediately to cut a heel promo? He was pretty gone.
I think in a drunken state of mind, I could cut a good promo. I'd be a little slurred.
But as drunk as him.
He just drank like half a bottle of whiskey. Yeah, he's
and
he's off the earth.
Those right shots of whiskey, por favor, along with more stuff. Like
he just asked, you know, Daniela for two those shots.
Her name's not even Daniela. It was like Jesse or something.
I tried to think of like an American name, and I came up with Daniela. That's not American, and I'm stupid.
Moving on, we see Big Jim's. Well, before we get to the scene inside in the hospital room, we see a couple of the DWL guys in the gift shop.
Yeah,
chilling out. You know,
Rooster just cussing up a storm.
Wow, Apocalypse is trying to reason with him. You know, by the way, James Harrison's character. I'm starting to like Apocalypse's character more because I'm actually hearing the backstory behind it. Like,
if James Harrison tells me something, I'm probably gonna listen.
Probably so. By the way, obviously he wasn't lifting a full like 315 on the bench, but he probably could have if they would have let him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you see how easy it looks. Okay, those are props. That's great. He can actually do that. Can you just let him do it? I mean, just let him do it? I mean, it's not going to... only. Well, I don't think it would hurt him. I mean, it could, but, I mean...
I mean, but for movies, even Cena says, like, he could do most of these stunts, but whenever a director tells him, hey, we're bringing in the stunt guy, he just says, yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Unless you're Tom Cruise.
Unless you're Tom Cruise where you shatter your ankle because you won't get a stunt guy.
Or you're Brad Pitt and you're about to drive an F1 car.
In a race.
By the way, when they filmed Days of Thunder, they had actual drivers in the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Not Brad Pitt.
That's right.
This is stupid.
Brad Pitt may have a NASCAR license and an F1 license.
I was about to say, what is NASCAR?
If he's going to be in the race, he has to have whatever was a super license or whatever dumb thing they've got.
Does the real racing, wee.
Yeah. Look at us. We get two passes a race. Max Verstappen's won 17 races in a row.
And everybody hates him.
Lewis Hamilton has 13 championships.
But he wants to run NASCAR.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I'd love to see him get Ross Chastain to the first. Okay, back to him. Sorry.
I hope it happens.
No, just for the F1 fans to cry. It'd be funny.
So, of course, they're all debating and pretty much... Rooster's pretty much siding with Charlie Jolly. Like, if they watch a promo filled with 2017 Eclipse, Rooster's really interested in FWD, not so much EWL, maybe teasing, trying to get over there and get a job.
On another thing, why can't Apocalypse just let him do his own thing, man? He says he wants to jump ship. You just tell him, okay, jump ship.
Well, I think Apocalypse, because I think they've been around together for a while. I think he cares, and he knows, like, maybe the grass isn't greener on the other side.
Well, it's brown.
I mean, well, it's brown. I mean, you're right. He probably make more money.
There's more money.
But, like, I mean, would he be as happy? Because he may not be booked to the top guy at FWD. You know what I mean? Like,
he didn't sound happy.
So, I mean, who knows? You know, but Apocalypse is going to be the voice of reason, you know, as Poppy's over there trying to buy a stuffed animal after everybody's saying, buy the panda, symbol for hope.
Dude, you're forgetting about Diego Cottonmouth, dude. He was like the star of the scene, in my opinion.
Oh, I thought it was
like
great.
You got them two cussing each other. Lady looks like, yeah, it's okay, they're friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have and a nice day, lady.
He's trying on like the unicorn beanie. Yeah. And lady storms out, like, have a nice day. That's it. And then we get to the waiting room scene. Obviously, everyone's in there, all from the DWL.
All the wrestling family.
All the brothers.
We need you.
Besides Ace. They all talk. Of course, Carol walks in. She says, he's outside in the car. You embarrassed him. He don't want to step foot in here. First of all, who cares? Kayfabe's being broken because you have all the good guys and bad guys all together in one room, in a hospital, in a public place. Who cares?
You got your five-man promotion up there.
That's right. It's like New Era, honestly. I feel like it's just like five or six guys who you know they're going to be there every week. And everybody else kind of just jumps in for the ride. You know, does Jack give off a Tricky Ricky vibe?
No.
Okay. I was just asking. I was just curious. So, of course, we see them.
I say Tricky Ricky handles the booking a lot better than Jack Spade.
What do you mean? You mean he's not writing the script day of? You know, like, you know what? Romeo needs to tap out.
You know, I think he has it very far in advance.
Long term, a year from now, Romeo taps out. So of course, Jack goes down to see Ace. He's in a pretty decent mood. I mean, you know, got in late, got peas on his head, and then, you know, had sex in the kitchen with his wife and blamed it on squirrels. You know, so he's in a pretty decent mood, goes down to see Ace, and then starts trashing him immediately. Like, quarterback, you failed at that.
Or he trashed himself, too.
Yeah, well, but I mean, he was like, I'm a lawnmower salesman.
Not a negative thing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a job. It's not like a, you know, call your mama and hang it on the fridge or nothing, but it's a job.
Yeah.
And then you just said, I'm a lawnmower salesman. You're a washed up quarterback. You're a worthless piece of scum.
Couldn't hold a job, you know, and just trash him. And he said, but that's why we're brothers. What?
We ain't wrestlers, that's what we are.
Dad knew you were home that day, Ace. Pretty sure he says that.
He doesn't say it in this episode, right? He says it later on, right?
I think it's coming up. It's only an 8-episode season.
That's right. So, of course, they kind of have a brotherly moment. They go inside. They see Big Jim with his baby.
I don't ever want to be booed again.
Dude, such a wuss, man.
Honestly.
I really do hate him.
Like, Matt, like, you want to go to their version, presumably, of WWE, and you don't want to be versatile with your character?
No, this is it.
He's like,
imagine if Cena quit when he got booed.
He's like what people think Rock. Cody Rhodes was in AEW. Like, a lot of people thought Cody was, like, whiny and didn't want to turn.
Booed like crazy at the end.
Like, that's what people, like, assume or kind of paint the picture of Cody Rhodes in AEW as. That's what Ace is. I don't want to be booted in. I'm the star, man. And
I'm just a good guy.
Yeah.
Even though I run around making gas station attendants cry so my girlfriend can get a job.
I don't have the same gas station.
No.
That'd be great.
Crystal's at like an actual gas station.
We talking like a Circle K situation?
Chevron.
It's a Buc-ee's.
Hey, that's like the Disney World.
This
gas
is Boosie's.
I went to Buc-ee's last week.
I like Buc-ee's.
Pretty solid. Guys like.
All right.
So, of course, for now, Jack agrees to not turn Ace heel. For now. The final moments, we see the whole DWL. In all,
except for Willie. Willie doesn't care about newborn babies.
Well, she's got a 13 bedroom house, you know,
on a 60 acre farm.
She's got a bathroom she can play baseball in. Just I mean, she's got the king size tub big enough for 10 plus her. Like, she don't care about that. I mean, she cut her hair and changed her name. Who cares?
Shut up. Oh my god.
Who cares about that little baby? Who cares about little Jim?
I might have to listen to that on the way home.
She's a rock star, brother. Hey!
I don't like.
I'll have the quesadilla.
That's what Wild Bill is saying. So of course they are, despite their difficulties, because everybody's had some difficulties. Everybody's kind of at each other's throats a little bit. Besides Bobby, no one cares. They become kind of a tight knit little family. Jack returns to work and intimidates Tim right off the bat
with a steel chair.
Yeah, what a heel.
Which means violent.
Because he did not want to put makeup on, and his wife wouldn't put the makeup on him. So he's just like, you know what? I'm a wrestler. And then just goes in and just has a black eye and just kind of chills out. And
he should just work in his ring gear.
It'd be great. little waistcoat. just come in, just have the belt, or just throw the belt on the main table.
Just have it on. What's that for? I'm the world champion of lawn
mower selling. I want him to be in his full work getup, but just wearing the belt. It's like, see, when I was a kid, my daddy wore this belt while he cut the grass.
$400 at WWEshop.com.
Not quite. That is not even at high spots, brother.
30% off all titles tonight only.
Tonight and tomorrow. Only. And the night after that.
And every other night.
I hated when they ran that promotion. Like, well, they really think all wrestling fans are idiots, bro.
I mean, most of them are. Anyways, we see the end of the episode where we see Stacy takes control at home. She mows the lawn, kills the squirrels, takes out the trash, cracks open a beer, and is steadily drinking it while there's grass probably flying into it.
She could just cutting and not a straight line whatsoever. Yeah, but just go straight for a little bit. Oh, we're going right.
But y'all notice like how her son was jumping up and down, like just so excited, marking out that the grass is being cut.
I would too if I was that kid.
I mean, well, put him on the lawnmower. How old is he? Like 10? Just throw him on there. Close enough. Throw him on there. It's a riding lawnmower. Crack him open a beer. Put it in a little cup holder with him. You know.
Yeah, I was cutting grass.
Go to Crystal. Get some hamburgers and some French fries and a milkshake. Like,
I would not drink a milkshake while I'm cutting the grass.
No, I would not.
That is a recipe for disaster.
Probably a bad idea.
Disaster.
Disaster. And that closes out episode 2 of Heels. Gentlemen, what'd you think?
It's all right.
I think it was kind of.
I enjoy it.
Kind of filler.
Yeah.
I'd say that, yeah.
A little bit. I don't know. It was good though. It kind of, like you said, it was a continuing of the stories from the previous episode.
Yeah. And it wasn't bad. Like, it just wasn't like, it's kind of like, I don't know if I'll reference this in the same way, but it's kind of like how Ted Lasso, it hasn't had a lot of soccer scenes in this latest season. This is kind of like, hey, we're just going to tell the story. We're not going to focus much on the actual action stuff. Like, we're not going to cater too much to the wrestling fans for this one. Like, this is kind of the time where we need to actually build and add some depth to our stories. And we're going to see that probably further along the line of the season. I think there's more episodes where there's a little less wrestling and a little more to do with some storytelling and some character arcs. Didn't hate it. Wasn't too bad. I don't know if they ever do the show. Is it canceled? Do they sell tickets? Do we know?
We'll find out next week.
We'll find out tonight when we find out. So not too bad. Ryan, what did you think of episode two, son? You know, what'd you think?
It's all right.
Wasn't too bad, you know?
Pretty decent. I think episode three is a lot better just by what the cold open is.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I think it's going to, like, progressively get better because, again, they're just building up to the eventual ending and the finale and stuff. And the culmination of some stories, or at least they can progress on moving forward with season two. So, well, gentlemen, we are two episodes down. Okay.
Six to go.
Six to go. We're a quarter of the way there.
Mm-hmm.
25%.
Mm-hmm.
1/4.
Yeah.
25 cents of a dollar.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, we got more episodes coming for you. So, of course, we got a Backlash Predictions episode, as well as a Backlash review, as we get to review all things like Bad Bunny's Sandals debut, right? He's only wrestled tag.
Are we sure?
He did the tag with Damian Priest in the Rumble, and that's it.
That's it, yeah. Honestly, this is probably the best guy for him to wrestle, though. I mean, he's been in the ring with him before.
Well, the rumored plan was going to be, obviously, the tag with Bad Bunny and Ray versus Dominic and Damian. Apparently, WWE officials felt confident enough in Damian Priest and Bad Bunny to do a singles. Obviously,
it's a street fight, too, so it's not like...
It's a Puerto Rican street fight.
Oh, what does that mean?
That means that they're in Puerto Rico.
It means the loser dies.
It's not Cuba.
Dude, have you not? I mean, Puerto Rico's at least in the 80s. Because Bruiser Brody and a bunch of other people were getting stabbed.
What year is this?
It's 2023, I think.
Okay.
Just throwing that out there. Oh, it's a San Juan street fight.
Oh.
It's the most dangerous street fights. You also got our boy Bronson Reed, you know, probably didn't win the U.S. title.
He beat
Okada.
Yeah.
The Tokyo Dome, brother. So
19 stars.
19 stars, you'd win the U.S. title in San Juan.
He's going to beat Roman.
He's going to beat Roman.
At SummerSlam. He's going to cash in the I won in the Tokyo Dome in the bank.
Is that your next stipulation for your fantasy card?
Oh, dear God.
Tokyo Dome in the bank match.
I really got to start thinking about something.
Oh, jeez, that is...
that is coming up.
Well, I mean, if we're going to do it in one night, my cards are going to be significantly worse. Like, significant. It took me a whole week to come up with almost all of that.
You also have Seth Rollins and Omos in a match that has no build. So...
Really no rhyme or reason it's happening either.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
It's Omos.
There's still some matches on there that's going to make it pretty decent, I think. I think the crowd's going to be hot for it.
I mean, we still got 10 minutes if we want to, like, quick predict.
I think we can. You think so?
Yeah, let's do it.
Change plans! No predictions episode
We'll
tomorrow,
just do a review.
Yeah, we'll just Maybe. Do a review. No, we're doing it. So, real quick, let's go ahead and run through them. Kick things off. San Juan Street Fight. Bad Bunny, Damian Priest.
Bad Bunny.
And everyone says, Bad Bunny.
I'm saying Damian Priest.
You think Damian Priest is going to beat Bad Bunny?
Yeah.
In Puerto Rico?
I mean, where's Damian Priest from?
New York?
Are we sure?
Pretty sure. Yeah, from New York.
Okay. That's upsetting.
He's not from Syria.
Okay, well, obviously not.
I don't know. Who does he pray to?
I chose Damian Priest. Yeah,
fair enough. Next up, Raw Women's Championship. You got Bianca Belair taking on Io Sky.
Bianca Belair.
To go with my theory of them not changing the belts and doing the stupid title swap, I'll go Bianca. I think they'll reveal some new women's belts.
That's why you're going with Bianca?
Well, because I think they'll reveal new belts. Well,
I can tell you I'm also going with Bianca as well.
Triple threat match for the United States title. Austin Theory, Bobby Lashley, Bronson Reed. Who you got?
Bronson Reed.
I'm going Bronson Reed, baby. He's winning in that Tokyo Dome.
Yeah, I mean, Theory's got at some point, he's just got to go win, you know, win that.
God, is Lashley taking the pin?
Maybe. I'm trying to say. So,
because you got to protect Theory.
Well, yeah, that's who Cody's going to have to beat for the participation trophy.
Wait, maybe Bronson may not, because the U.S. title's on SmackDown now, and Bronson is a Raw talent.
Lashley. That's who I'm picking, because Lashley's on SmackDown.
And so is Theory.
Yep.
Is Bronson Reed the fall guy?
Yep.
But he beat Okada.
I'm still doing Bronson Reed. This doesn't matter. It's Backlash.
WrestleMania Backlash.
No, it's just Backlash.
Okay.
We're back. Lash?
Yeah. It's the same consensus, like, oh, it's Backlash Mania 39 and stuff, but they've dropped the WrestleMania name to it.
Smart.
I know, it's crazy. The
greatest pay-per-view ever.
Singles match. You got Seth freaking Rollins versus Omos.
Seth Rollins.
Yeah, I'm going Seth you Rollins.
Just had Omos lose to Brock.
I mean, I could
but
definitely
Seth is probably
see...
about to go yeah. have a shot at the world title.
He's probably going to win the world yeah. title.
Have y'all heard what they're doing for the tournament?
Yeah, they have guys from SmackDown in there.
They have two triple threat matches on Raw, two on SmackDown, and then the two winners of those matches will face each other.
I gotta say, that's kind of stupid. You just put this belt over as, this is the Raw belt. You
literally I think they're just trying to maybe throw in like red herrings, like, hey, SmackDown guy could also win this.
After the draft, after they got drafted, that's so dumb. You said Seth?
Yep.
I thought they were trying to book Omos big. Is he really going to lose two back-to-back pay-per-view matches?
Because
What if he's gearing up to win that world title, huh?
Yeah.
Then him and Bronson Reed are main event Mania 40 in the Tokyo Dome.
I'll go Seth to be safe.
Next up for the SmackDown Women's title, Rhea Ripley versus Zelina Vega.
Rhea?
Yeah.
All right.
Rhea. Even though Rhea's a Raw talent.
Okay.
With the SmackDown title.
Don't care.
It doesn't matter. Again, that's why I think they're just going to unveil new belts. I don't think they're into the title swap. I think they'll unveil new women's belts soon. So I don't think it matters.
Which is good.
That's right. Next up, I don't know which one will be the main event, but you got Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar.
Cody.
Yeah, I think Cody's a safe.
Unless they want to show his struggle more.
Or they just do a dusty finish. Yeah.
and no stip either. Maybe that's why. There's probably going to be a dusty finish.
Yeah. I'm still just going to pick Cody.
What are you going with, man?
Cody wins by DQ.
No, I'm going to go I'm just going to go Cody. I was about to say no contest. I'll go Cody.
No contest.
I mean, you could be right.
I'm going to go Cody as well. Surprisingly, right?
Yeah. To be fair, that could mean he loses by DQ. I could see that happening. Just get the crap kicked out of him. I mean... Still show a struggle, you know. He needs it.
Hasn't been happened for 10 years.
All right. Next up, I don't know if this will be your main, but you got a 6-man tag match: Matt Riddle, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn taking on the Bloodline, which is Solo Sikoa, Jey Uso, and Jimmy Uso with Paul Heyman at ringside.
Not the Bloodline.
I mean, Roman's not going to be there.
That's right.
They're going to fail him again.
Well, Solo did say that like they better do their part at Backlash to the Usos.
You know, honestly, Cody Brock might open Backlash and this might close.
Yeah.
It could, yeah.
And if this match closes, something's probably going to happen.
Would it be dumb to have Bad Bunny and Damian Priest main event? Hear me out.
No.
I mean,
it wouldn't.
It makes business sense.
That would be a pretty decent match. I mean, at least for the people that are watching, I don't know if people like... watching at home would care that much. Like, oh, why is that the main event?
I mean, I don't think we really care that much about Backlash, but we're watching.
We
if
are.
That makes sense.
I'm gonna go Riddle and KO and Sammy. I think. I mean, you're still building to probably the Usos getting kicked out. I mean,
more than likely,
and you're building it up a little bit sooner than what people are expecting. So,
Rye,
Sammy and KO and
Riddle.
Oh, Riddle.
Mm-hmm.
Riddy boy.
I'm going to go with the Bloodline. Because they're kind of teasing Sammy and KO splitting up too.
They are, which...
What's got to happen?
Which
they
is,
got a
which
feud.
Is pissing me off.
They got a feud, I mean...
Or it could just be maybe where it's maybe trying to redirect Sammy's focus. Like, I think in Kevin Owens' eyes, like, hey, we dismantled the Bloodline by beating the Usos. Because that's already started the chain reaction. We can quit focusing on the Usos now. I get it. I mean, I don't know if that'll lead to them turning on each other or what. Me personally, granted, they have been turning on each other and wrestling each other for about 20 years. So, I mean, I guess I can't fault them for it. I mean, apparently it's worked for 20 years.
Yeah,
they have jobs.
I mean, yeah, and every time they do it, even though people are like, oh, why is this happening? People still watch it and enjoy it, so...
If Sammy turns on KO, I will watch.
I don't think Sammy should turn on Trey. I don't think they should split. Or if they're going to split, do it where there's no attacking, no turning on anybody. You just split. I mean, if you lose the tag belts, then you just turn. You don't have to make a storyline after every tag team breakup.
Well, but this is Sammy and KO.
That's right. Like,
This is a tag team you do have to make a story about every time they break up.
Not when you've had it.
They've had 900 million wrestling
matches. If they have consistently made it fresh and different every time.
But they haven't. The only difference has been is just the swapping of who's facing
heel. Here's what
needs
to happen.
The story's been the exact same.
I want to hear this.
Okay. So Sammy's house burns down. You with me?
No.
Yeah.
His dog dies. All right.
Yeah.
KO comes out.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I burned that house down. I killed your dog, Sammy. All right, I'll tell you. Kevin Owens burned that house down. He's going to burn the house down with you this Sunday. Is that a good promo?
And this is why I don't want it to happen.
I would pop so hard.
Because then they'll make it fresh, like, oh, who ran over Sammy with the car? It's Kevin Owens. Oh, my goodness.
Jeff Hardy? I'll tell you, I pushed that gas pedal right towards you. Steered the wheel that way, too.
Jeez.
I did it for The Rock.
I'll tell you, I did it for Dwayne. I mean,
straight up did it for The Rock. Nobody except for that guy, Dwayne Johnson.
Because, you know, Rock, he's related to Roman, and you don't like Roman.
That's right.
That's my reason. That's the story.
But I love Roman.
I kind of like Roman.
He's not a bad guy, honestly. I like the idea of the bloodline.
I'm actually an honorary use.
He's a family man. I fight for my family. My 6'7 son, I got bills
big
to pay.
Big old dinosaur tattoo.
And to be quite honest with you, Sammy, you just weren't a part of that family.
That's right.
But
maybe,
I am.
Maybe because you're sitting
there.
I'm
from Canada.
No.
Where's Sammy from?
But
no.
He's from Canada.
He's from Texas. He's
from even further.
But no, again, I don't think that's a feud that I don't want to see.
It's a feud I would watch.
I don't want to see it again. They just did it. They had a match at Mania 37.
Dude, I was there. That was awesome.
That's great. That's wonderful. Do you have to do it again 2 years later?
I do want to say real quick, they had like 8 to 10 minutes at Mania, and they literally compacted a 45-minute match into 8 minutes, and it was awesome.
And that really is wonderful.
I'll watch, dude, and the fans seem to love it. Whenever they're together on screen in any capacity, they're getting cheered, booed, or whatever. Is if they're getting reactions, people are paying attention, why not do it again?
At least in my eyes, just what else can you tell to the story? Besides that they're idiots and probably shouldn't be
friends.
Here's
what should happen. All right.
I don't like any of this again.
So, they retain the tag belts at their next defense. KO turns on them, though. All right, but he doesn't pin him just yet. he does the typical powerbomb on the apron. All right, turns on him. So, then, on SmackDown, they set up a match for a pay-per-view.
Well, it wouldn't be on SmackDown.
Okay, whatever.
They're both on Raw.
Okay, yeah. They set up a match for a pay-per-view. It's a ladder match for both of the titles, both tag titles, okay? Whoever gets those tag titles gets to find themselves a new partner and be tag champions, baby.
I mean, I wouldn't hate it.
How about that?
That.
Wait, did that actually sound good?
Yeah, I mean, I.
You don't think so?
Not really.
I wouldn't hate that, though.
I'm booking that at my next fantasy card.
Not if I do it first.
Now I got a major to draft Sammy and Kevin.
You can do it with anybody.
No, not at all. Not one bit.
You have to have a tag team.
I'll do it with FTR.
You can do a triple threat.
I'll go to PWG and work the Bucks. My name's CM Punk. I don't know why I thought of that random line from like 2013. Which he's coming back, by the way. That's pretty much confirmed.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know when they're canceling Dark and Elevation.
For a Saturday show called Collision that he's probably going to be the main star on.
Yep.
So June 17th, he's returning. That's pretty much confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Going to work Jericho.
I'm cool with it. I mean,
I've heard people talk crap about it, and I'm like, it makes sense. The Elite don't want to work him.
They'll put a decent
Jericho
match on.
Made amends with him after calling him a cancer to the locker room,
yeah.
And he's willing to work.
Yeah.
Maybe Jericho makes sure some of those bunches land for real.
Or I think maybe Jericho's kind of the gatekeeper of, like, he's like the olive branch. Like, yeah, hey, I'll wrestle Punk. And then once I wrestle Punk, then maybe the Elite can be friends with him.
That was
my idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I talked to Tony. Tony's a great guy. And we sat there and talked, and I said, hey, you know what? I think I could bring CM Punk back, but you got to make sure that I get all the credit for
and
it.
This is my idea, Tony. Oh, yeah, of course. Absolutely. Are you okay? You good?
You want a hug? I need a hug.
So, speaking of Tony Khan, I watched AEW All Access last week. And, okay, this man is a freaking animal, dude. So, you know, Sammy, you know, cries every episode of AEW All Access. I'm just so grateful.
I'm so glad to be here. It's been 4 years, brother. You're not leaving.
But Sammy wanted to go talk to Tony about, like, where he's on the card, because for 3 weeks he wasn't booked or whatever. And he talked to Tony. By the way, he was booked that night he talked to Tony. He wrestled Moxley. And it was that one where, like, Mox bleeded all over Sammy. Sammy licked the blood and they kissed. Like, Sammy and Ty kissed. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
When his ear.
A little gross.
Oh, yeah, dude. Anyways, so he goes and talks to Tony and goes, hey, do you think we're missing anything without me having singles matches on the show? Out of his trench coat pocket, Tony pulls out, well, yeah, here's what I got mapped out the next few months. And he pulls out, like, a giant piece of paper. He's like, see, I got these feuds over here with Andretti, Starks, and all these guys. These kind of tie in together, and y'all's feuds will kind of intertwine together. And then in the next month, you'll have matches with Starks. It'll be great, dude. I'm like, that man is legit. Like, as much as I don't agree with some of the stuff he books, that dude, I mean, he deserves all these made-up awards he's getting, I'll tell you.
It sounds kind of like how Paul Heyman booked ECW.
Yeah.
But not as good. Like, there's still a little bit more depth and story, I think. To this, I mean, granted, like, I get trying to intertwine everything or intertwine feuds and mix them all together.
I just like that at least he has a plan.
Yeah. Oh, there's an idea there.
Because there's a lot of bookers and promoters that just don't have that.
I mean, there's an idea there, and I can't fault him for that. Whatever the idea may be, you know.
By the way, my new Tony Khan impression is just, hey, that was great. Are you okay?
Yeah. You're good? You want a hug? Also, Sammy's complaining about not getting booked for 3 weeks. Poor Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder sat in catering for, like, 6 months before getting fired.
Well,
like,
yeah, they didn't have a reality TV show to bitch about
that's it. That's right. Like, I just haven't been booked in 3 weeks. I'm really upset about it. Dude. Right, we haven't seen, you know, Griff Garrison in years.
I will say, I think Sammy Guevara is definitely a main event player in AEW.
He's a main event guy. I mean, you're going to see him at Double or Nothing.
And he won't win the belt there, but I do think he's going to win the belt.
Maybe he'll win it at the pay-per-view that they're not putting on pay-per-view.
Dude, I think that's honestly kind of a good idea. They're making so much money from the ticket sales and stuff.
But you can make more if you sold it on pay-per-view. I mean,
it's a good way to bring in new fans. Not everybody wants to spend $60.
But wrestling fans are going to the show. Non-wrestling fans aren't going to go, you know what, I'm going to spend money to go watch the show in the UK.
I'm talking about people in the U.S.
People in the U.S., there are
some
still
people don't like spending $60 on a pay-per-view. A lot of people don't like spending $60 on a pay-per-view.
But yet people still do, which means you make money.
Like, I just said a lot of people don't.
But people still do it. That's the thing. You're now, instead of having however many people buy it, instead of having that, now
I'm
you're
sure you're
no
getting some money from HBO who's going to be carrying it.
I mean, I wouldn't buy a pay-per-view if it wasn't for y'all.
Exactly.
Maybe. Well, that's I'm
what
saying.
You mean maybe?
No, I mean. Maybe, I mean,
just said.
No, I mean maybe it's gonna be on HBO.
Maybe
Max.
I don't know how.
No,
you're
I'm
sure
not talking
you
about that.
Spending $60 bucks a month.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about maybe it'll be on HBO
I like
Max.
To go on walks. Maybe you do.
No,
but you know I
did.
I just
sorry. Yeah, I'll make sure to readdress my maybes. Let me refer to what I was actually talking to
over
as my
here.
Maybes. Over here, here's my maybes going to. Maybe it's on HBO Max. Maybe it's not. I mean, if it's not, then I don't see the point of, like, you just put it on pay-per-view. Honestly. I don't see the point
of
just running a house show.
Maybe they're exploring.
Well, maybe they're stupid, right?
They're also going to supposedly do All Out the next week.
So, yes, let's not run two pay-per-views to make money.
Well, you'd be asking people to spend $120 in 2 weeks.
And there are fans that are still going to do it. Like, that's
and there
the
are also a lot that won't.
AEW fans are still going to do it. Even if it's if they show
I
All
think
Out
it'll
the theaters.
Help bring new fans in, dude. It might bring some fans in that won't buy the pay-per-view to maybe start buying the pay-per-views.
If no one's going to see it besides
the
fans.
I'm sorry, man. I'm a dumbass. You're right.
No, if there's no fans that are able to watch it, I mean, if they're not going to air it anywhere, stream it anywhere, any of that, then the only fans that are going to be able to see it are the fans in attendance.
I'm not saying you are wrong. I just said what I thought. But I know. I'm a stoop.
Fair enough. I mean, sure, why not? Whatever. If that's how you think this is going to. I mean, just thing. Put it on something. And maybe they do. Maybe Tony Khan has 6 more announcements planned to just tease that, hey, it's going to be on HBO Max. And that could be it, and that's great. But I feel like if you're going to announce the show, just go ahead and announce that it's on HBO Max.
Well, I agree.
Like, go ahead, because that this doesn't
that
mean...
might be the plan. That's what I would want to do if I was... I would want to get on streaming as fast as possible.
Well, and I agree.
Not that I don't think you can make pay-per-view or money on pay-per-view, because look at UFC.
Yeah, well, why would WWE switch to Peacock when they can just make more money spending, like, having people buy the pay-per-views for $60?
Because you're going to have more people watching them when it's a monthly subscription, well, and you get so much more with
it. And understandable.
Because, like, if AEW went on whatever streaming service, or if they made their own, it doesn't matter, and their whole library was there, I guess Ring of Honor, too, they'd bring that with them. And then also, you know, say it's, what's Peacock, like $8,
$10? $10 for ad
subscriptions.
Yeah. $5, you know, $10 a month, and you get every, I guess it'd be a premium live event at that point. The same thing, it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't, there's no downside to that. And the only people that wouldn't like it would be the people that complain that streaming is killing cable.
Which, who cares?
Yeah. Which is only cable companies
cable
that are complaining
sucks.
About it.
Well, now it does.
Yeah. Oh, that's my thing, though. Like, if that's your plan to do streaming, then do it. Great. That's what you should do. Absolutely. Again, just announce it that way. Like, that's... Because it... Because now, at least, you have fans saying, well, where is this going to be at? Because fans want to know. Like,
I mean, I'm excited. If it's free TV, I'm super pumped about that. Well, a lot of fans will be too.
But if it's not going to be on TV at all, because people are putting this over, is that it's going to be a house show like thing, which is kind of crazy to think about, house show like event
at
Wembley Stadium. Wrestling Twitter. People are saying it on Twitter. I mean, sorry that Sean Ross didn't say it. I mean, but like,
what's Meltzer say?
Meltzer believes it's going to get, you know, 20 stars. But that's the thing, though.
On what channel?
On all of them. But that's
going to be on every channel.
To be on all of them.
All 900 channels on DirecTV.
But that's the thing, though. If it's going to be on streaming, just announce it's on streaming.
Well, I agree.
Because you'll get subscribers who join in now to probably get it for the event and stuff.
Or if they're people that are already on it.
Yeah. I mean,
whatever service they end up on.
And if it's HBO Max, there's already a crap ton of people on there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I just think it, obviously, it sold a bunch of tickets. So
I mean,
obviously,
it is all the way in August. That is, what, 3 months out?
That is true.
I mean you could announce it within the month of May and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
That is true, but why wait to announce that it's like, if the deal's already in place?
It might not be in place yet.
Oh, well, then crap. I would probably find a way to get All Out on TV then, or All In on TV. I mean,
well, that's probably
what
the
they're
backup,
waiting on.
The backup plan is probably pay-per-view. And
could
they're
be.
Probably trying to get in with, you know.
Which, didn't they have HBO Max on their ring skirts for, like, ever?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Promoting, like, House of Dragon. Didn't they run shows to promote House of Dragon? Didn't they have, like, fire cards and stuff?
I mean, so.
Anyway, it's obviously record setting. They've sold 40,000 tickets. I mean,
free sale, 50.
So, obviously, there's going to be people there. That's going to be great. They're going to make money off of it. It's
what,
just.
What do you think they're going to get, though? If pre-sale's already sold 50, how many more people do you think they'll get? You think they'll pull 60?
I think 60. To me, 60 would. But it, to be fair, wrestling is really hot in the UK, and they're so starved of it.
And I'm sure there's a handful of people from the U.S. going.
Yeah.
Probably so.
That's, I mean, I have a friend right now that's dead serious that wants us to go to All In.
And, I mean, you got to think, Europe, I mean, UK's in Europe. It's more than just England.
Is
going.
It not in Japan?
It's not in Syria?
Oh, but okay, when I get made fun of for my 60 maybes over here, I don't pull away the mic. I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah, it's in Europe, Ryan. Go ahead and finish.
Ryan's the Hogan of this show. That doesn't work for me.
That worked for me,
brother. That's not my contract.
You just buried me. Live on podcast, you buried me.
I got creative control over this, brother.
I want 3 man as a show now.
But and to be fair, I mean, how many people did Clash pull?
62.
I mean, and that's in Wales. I don't know how crazy Wales is. You know what I mean?
Where's Wales again?
Probably somewhere in Europe. Japan, maybe. I mean, but you're going to Wembley. Probably the most famous arena, or second famous arena in the UK. O2's probably up there somewhere. Like, I think if you pull 60,000 to 65,000, that's a win regardless.
Wales is literally on the island, by the way.
Is it? Is it not in Japan?
Dude, I think 50,000 is already a huge win.
Yeah.
Because I predicted like 35 to 40,000.
Yeah. So you've already done very well of it. And like that, you can only go up from here.
Yeah.
I would think. I mean, in terms of like, I guess my reasoning behind it is I'm not running a 50,000 seated show as of right now with 50,000 tickets sold and not finding a way to put it on TV. Obviously, they may have that already planned out and working on it. But if it were me, of course, it could be a lot harder to do. But I would probably already have that situated before I announced. Well,
I mean, like I said, August 27th is a long way away.
That is true, but if from a booking sense, like if you're going to book a show at the UK and you're going to book this huge arena show, wouldn't you have it all mapped out, planned out for what you have to do, whether like if I want it on free TV, do I want it on streaming, do I want to do pay-per-view? I mean, wouldn't you have that planned
Maybe
out?
They're in the finishing stages of that.
So that's why I would probably say me personally, if I was able to, I'd probably be in the finishing stages before I announce the event. If it were me, and obviously I'm not Tony Khan. I mean, but I would think that would make the most logical sense. That would be like WWE announcing, hey, we're doing this show. We're doing Money in the Bank in London. We don't know where it's going to be yet. Like, we have all these tickets sold.
Well, to be fair, when they tried to do Money in the Bank in Vegas last year at the new arena, they changed venues within like, I feel like it was like a month away from the show.
But that's fair, at least. But at least you know, hey, we still sold tickets. Also, we're gonna have streaming. It's gonna be somewhere people can watch it. It's not like
they also had.
It's a 20,000 seat show.
The network's been around for a while. It's not like they didn't have the network and we're like, oh well, where's it gonna be?
Well, I mean,
how do we watch this thing?
But AEW's had pay per view. I mean, they've done pay per view. You know.
Maybe they're trying to change that.
Again, if you're trying to change it...
You can't just snap your fingers and bam, we got a contract, boys!
If you're Tony Khan with $1 zillion...
We're on HBO!
Hold on, you have a deal with Warner Brothers. Like, you've had this deal for 4 years. Surely HBO Max has been around since, what, 2020?
Sure.
I'm sure they've had talks about getting AEW to streaming.
Yeah, it's got Harley Quinn on it.
I would think. Exactly, that's why.
It's a good show.
That's.
It is, I love it.
I haven't watched it.
The Last of Us. That's my show on HBO.
There you go. But, like, surely they've had conversations of, hey, you know what? Maybe we should stream it. Instead of, hey, we're going to do this event in the UK. A couple months away. Hey, well, we'll stream it. I mean, it'll be planned out. I don't know.
You got to think, we're having this entire debate based off of wrestling Twitter hearsay.
Absolutely. Well, we would have no show.
No dirt sheet, no, like, reputable source has said anything about whether it's going to be streamed or on pay-per-view.
Hey, look, Cat Destroyer 77 says this is going to be a house show, brother.
That's your source.
Cat Destroyer, that's right, brother. Either way, it's going to be great. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. It's going to be a great show. For sure. You know, as long as we get to see it, hey, you know, we'll have something going there.
It's going to be great. Are you okay?
Are you okay? Hey, I got this whole thing mapped out.
But I don't have a streaming
But hold on,
yet.
I don't know where we're going to air all in.
So I have your singles feuds all the way up to 2026. Where should I stream all in on?
Hey, you and Action Andretti are going to be mixing with Ricky Starks, but I still got to figure out where I'm going to air this London show. I've already sold 50,000 tickets. I can't back out now. Could you imagine if he did this, like, I don't think we're going to sell many tickets. And he sells 50,000. Oh, crap. I got to go through this, don't I? That'd be great. He just did it on a whim. So, no, maybe.
You got to think this Wembley thing's been in the works for a while.
Yeah.
And again, if it was.
Because that's definitely not something you can just snap your fingers and say,
no,
oh,
no,
we're having
no.
a show at Wembley.
Not at all.
Like, not even like, oh, next year we're having a show at Wembley.
You think WWE influenced it with going back to the UK twice now? Or going
I feel like
twice?
That allowed them to gauge the interest a lot more.
Because Wales does about 65,000, roughly 62,000.
I feel like it definitely helped them gauge, like, what the interest would be. But also, ever since AEW started, they've talked about, we really want to go to the UK.
Yeah. As they should. I mean, it's wrestling starved. I mean, so... I agree. I mean, I think WWE just did their UK tour, and then they won't be seen again. Like, they won't go back until Money in the Bank, and then I don't know if they're doing the Clash this year. I don't know if they've... So, that could be it for UK
Money in the
wrestling.
Bank might be their Clash.
Could be, yeah.
They might get a show every year now.
That'd be awesome.
If AEW and WWE gives him a show every year now, dude, that's awesome.
Oh, it would be.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And truthfully, it's not hard. I keep saying this isn't hard to do as if I've done it before.
When was the last time you booked a pay-per-view, man?
Well, brother, you know, I booked. Well,
is it a pay-per-view? Are you going to stream it? Is it going to be on TV? Or is it just a big house show?
Well, you know,
I don't know yet, so well, I really want to daggum know.
Well, because these are questions I'd probably ask in the meeting. Hey, we're going to do a show at, you know, Wembley. Well, hey. Okay. Like, pay-per-view, I mean, TV.
Yeah. I mean, if my boss said we're doing All In at Wembley, I probably wouldn't ask any questions. I'd probably just assume pay-per-view because that's what all of our, like, All In was a pay-per-view when it first came out.
That's right.
Every other big show like this has been a pay-per-view. I wouldn't ask any questions until I saw Cat Destroyer 77 on Twitter saying it's going to be a house show. They're like, hey, yo, boss. Yo, what's up? You okay?
You good?
House show? What? Tony, I don't know yet.
Tony's going to check Cat Destroyer, whatever, sources.
That's right. Hey, who's your source? Nick Khan?
So is there any reason that Nick Khan got put into that, or is it just...
Got put into what?
That exchange with Tony and the ESPN guy.
I didn't see that.
Are you talking about where... What are you talking about? Sean, what are your sources, Sean? Is Cat Destroyer 77 pulling your leg too?
Sean got okie doke by the dirt sheet.
Sean got worked by Cat Destroyer. Just like I did.
So, Mike Coppinger, who's the ESPN boxing insider, says, hearing Wembley is scaled for only 40,000 for AEW, far cry from last April, when I was ringside for Tyson Fury and Dillian White, and it was packed to the brim with 94,000 people. And Tony says, since you carry the credentials of a credible reporter, plus represent the worldwide leader, I'm curious, who is your source for this, and how can a reporter representing ESPN tweet something about a legit news story that is so blatantly wrong and easily verified as falsehood? Let's see. I could have sworn I had read something about him talking about Nick. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Danny Cat Destroyer's working on
you,
brother.
Oh, here you go. Lies. What a load of crap. Tell your agent Nick Khan to shove it up his ass.
Oh, wow.
I've got it all figured out.
I'm just curious as to what...
Do we really want to know at this point? Like,
I mean, Tony said that.
Yeah.
I think that's basically him saying he's getting his sources from Nick Khan to put dirt on AEW. I think that's what he's saying.
I mean, I believe it. You know, Nick Khan's a dirty guy.
Yeah.
You know? So, anyways, I think we've rambled enough about bullcrap and wrestling Twitter. So, tune into our Backlash Review show. Coming up.
Sunday morning. Or Saturday night late.
One of them.
Doesn't matter. Maybe doesn't, Monday.
Doesn't really matter. Tuesday, potentially, you know. Wednesday at the latest.
If it's past Wednesday, just don't even look
if it's past Wednesday, we're not doing it. Just, so, anyways, hope you enjoyed whatever this turned into.
Be sure to tune in for Heels, episode 3 next week.
That's right. Yeah. Got episode 3 coming up next week. A little more stories going on there. A little more storytelling. A little more unravel, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Time to look inside the donut hole of this donut hole. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Time to look inside that hole. The black hole is in our life.
It's going to shut us all up.
Take it away. The earth is going to spin really fast, Jack, and I'm scared.
No, I would just be dead instantly.
You still die.
Instantly.
Oh, man. So, tune into our next show. So, for Wayne, Ryan, and myself, this has been another wrestling podcast, and maybe we'll see you on the next one.
Meh.